Welcome, everyone, for a very special episode of Dicey Situations. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich, playing Burr McJingles.
Roger, playing Janome McCool.
Mark, playing Kringle Bellerbottom.
Hart, playing Ice Flonk.
Oh, boy. Let's get into this, shall we?
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and in the workers' shacks, electrical lashes find gnomish backs. Work to be done under threat of a glaive, for the glory of Krizik, the toy maker's slave. But one band of gnomes plot their captor's destruction. All they must do is seize the means of production."
Welcome, everyone, to the Christmas special one-shot, two-shot, whatever the fuck, how long this takes, spectacular. Let's begin, shall we? Nestled in the southern mountains and the beautiful land of Ayona, in a small little town there, it's always winter. Snowflakes slowly fall over a sleepy gnomish town named Tinkerville. There's a very gentle sound of a train moving through the snowy mountains, making its way toward Tinkerville. On board this train, even though the outside is candy canes all over it and gumdrops, it's a beautiful train. It almost looks like it's made out of gingerbread itself. And inside the train, Krizik worshippers are violently whipping deep gnomes, getting them ready to join in the toy-making festivities. This train has made its way from deep in the Underdark as quickly as they possibly could, escaping some strange southern cult that has overrun Krizik's faithful. But they have escaped and made their way to Tinkerville on this long train ride. And as the train slowly chugs along on the track, inside amongst the deep gnomes being violently beaten, Mark, would you please describe your character for me?
My name's Crankle Billowbottom. I'm a 3-foot-tall gnome. Deep gnome, you know, gray skin, big long white beard, bald, 123 years old, young, if you want. And I've had just about enough of these Krizziks. I saw what can happen to them in the deep, and I will not stand for this.
A little goat man whips your back.
"Fuck you, Krizzik scum! Settle down! We're almost there!
Never!
You'll be making toys till your little fingers fall off, you little freak fuck!"
This goat man just hits you with his hoof, just violently kicking you.
"God damn it! Christmas is almost here!
Christmas is the false god! Believe me is the one true god!
Somebody bound him! Bound his mouth!
Never! Never!"
A bunch of little goat men jump on top of you, are wrestling you. Make an athletics check for me.
Not 20! Fuck you, Krizik scum!
It takes 20 satyrs to finally settle you down. As a tiny little deep gnome struggles, the other deep gnomes are like, "It's not worth it! Settle down, man! Relax!
Didn't you see what Blue Blue can do?"
It's horror in the street.
The train slowly and quietly pulls into Tinkerville Station. Once again, this beautiful, beautiful Christmas town. The houses are so small and quaint. Everything's one story with a nice slanted roof for the oncoming snow. You are dragged out of the train.
"Get him to the toy factory, you little freak! You're gonna make dolls! You're gonna love it! You're gonna love it!"
This tiny satyrs are just yanking you violently from a train. You are dragged through the snowy streets of this very quaint gnomish town and brought to a sweatshop, feels like a mean way of saying it, but a small factory. Grime pouring out of giant cylinders. You're drug into a toy factory. Inside, the ongoing sound of little gnomish machinery tinkering away. Make a perception check for me, if you would.
Really coming in hot.
15?
As you enter this tiny toy shop, your mouth is gagged. They've just stuffed a bunch of dirty... that's what I'm looking for. Stockings. Just rolled up stockings stuffed in your mouth as you're dragged in.
"We got another one!"
they shove you. Two small little ice imps, they're little mephits. They float over all frosty, grab you by each arm, and drag you over to a toy-making station. You're plopped down. And in this giant little factory, giant little makes no sense, it's fine. It's a very large factory for a gnome. Anyone else, it's just a regular-sized building. You can see there's small, bedraggled gnomes at every station, frantically making Krizik bobbleheads. It's so much work getting a little spring in the head without it filing out and hitting you in the eye. It's so much work. And as you're sitting at this small crunch table, you look across and, Hart, would you please describe your character? You're over there. What are you making for a toy, number one? And then describe your character for me.
Ice Flonk is making an image of himself, which is just a metal cube.
It's just a metal cube?
With two really jacked arms.
One of the ice mappets is like, ugh. Just kind of like gives it a dirty look. Yeah, but Ice Flonk, what do you look like? What's your build?
So, Ice Flonk is like 2 feet tall. I'm in heavy armor, so I look like a metal cube. Okay. But these guns cannot be contained.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you look over. Fucking what's your name? Crankle? I'm already like off the rails here.
Yeah.
Okay. Crankle, you look over as this very buff rock gnome is. He has a little metal cube. He just looks like he's stuck two like buff arms on the side of.
It's beautiful.
Also, you notice that next to Ice Flonk, hard at work. Roger, would you please describe your character for me and what toy you're making?
Janome is a 3.5-foot gnome, forest gnome, and he's slowly making a little wooden Christmas tree. He's wearing a real baggy hoodie. It's like super like scrangly. And he really doesn't want to do this because his side hustle that the guards don't know about is selling the devil's hash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, make a quick perception check for me, if you wouldn't mind, Janome.
Man, I hate work.
You got to work on your gains. What do you mean you hate work?
Man, this sucks. I got an 11.
Okay. You do kind of look around, and you can see that these little ice mephits are kind of floating above each table, making sure everyone's hard at work. In the back, guarding the exits, you can see that there are these like little buff Yeti bodyguards. They're all wearing like really tight black t-shirts, but they're straight Yetis. No pants, they're Winnie Poohing it. So it's just, they have security written on their black shirts and like little sunglasses on, and they're just making sure no one steps out of line here. But yeah, you two notice as like this crazed deep gnome has been dragged in and stuck at your station. One of the ice mavets finally rips your rags out of your mouth.
Die, Krizik scum! Everybody, they can't stop us!
Well, I'm dumb. So with him saying they can't stop us, I guess I'm just like, oh, if they can't.
I've seen what the resistance can do.
Whoa.
That's a lot of energy, little man.
Settle down.
Rile up.
Oh. So much screaming.
Can you three make a perception check for me, if you wouldn't mind?
22.
21.
I nat 20.
Okay. What is going on here? You guys, as you're hearing this insane propaganda by this deep gnome, all three of you snap your head as the door opens, and coming in from like the growing snowstorm, there's a frosted over tiny gnome. Richard, describe your character for me.
Burr McJingles is a 2.5-foot gnome who looks like he's frostbitten on the skin because he's so cold. He's got a big, huge, puffy jacket on that makes him look very round. He's got a long white beard that looks like it's got ice cubes or like icicles in it. And he just walks in.
It's so fucking cold out here. Oh, shit. Where's the fireplace?
Back to work, Burr! You can see a Yeti grabs you, drags you over the table with three nimcompoops and sits you down.
Hey, guys.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Burr.
Oh, Burr, I'm Ice Flonk.
Hey, Burr.
Wow.
My name's Janome.
Wow.
Janome?
Are we all just doing that?
Who are you?
Crinkle!
Hey, Crinkle.
He's cut like the fries.
Just so you're... Yeah, I know you're new here, but if you ever want some of that good toe, let me know.
I'm going to put it in my back pocket. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Why are you selling toes?
I'm talking about that sweet, sweet mistletoe, baby.
Can I get a stealth check from all four of you?
21.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful 3.
29.
Nat 20.
He's gonna be sly to move.
Y'all need to get this shit out of your system now. I am not dealing with 20 plus rolls from four gnomes for the next 3 hours.
Get ready for it, man.
Yeah.
I don't have that empire on the side for nothing.
Have you guys all having this like hushed talk at the table? Strolling through, inspecting each of the worker stations, is Zubathy Blimple. This is a small gnome with graying hair. He has a big, large Krizik necklace dangling from his neck.
Ah, I see that once again, Iceflonk, you have made a cube.
Yes, you like it.
Krizik is not a cube.
You don't know that.
You are not going to tell me Lord of Storms is a cube.
You can't tell me he's not.
We're not going to make...
Here, hold this! And I drop the fucking heavy cube in his hand.
What is this, made of tungsten?
How'd you know? I picked it up myself.
It was once called Wolfram, as he picks it up and puts it back on the table.
Isn't that impressive?
No!
What kid wouldn't love a cube of tungsten like that?
We are making Krizik dolls for Christmas.
Yeah, and that's Krizik in my mind.
Hey, Zub, just calm down, man. It's a good-looking Krizik cube.
I'm not going to get in it with you right now, you missile head. I've had enough of your shenanigans.
Your head's a missile?
It might be, I can't tell.
I know you are the reason why my yetis have red eyes.
I have no idea what you mean, man. But you need to chill out.
No wonder.
It's a cold pun.
I got it. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was a good one. It's because it's cold outside.
Shut it, Janome. And you too.
You can't tell me to shut it.
I need a station like near the fire. This is too cold over here.
Oh, here, take this then.
And I take off my what you thought was just armor, but it's just like a sheet metal like cube around me. I'm like, here, take this. I'm now just shirtless.
That seems heavy.
No, trust me, it's just sheet metal.
And you hear a thud as I jump.
You must be the import from the Underdark.
Yes, and I'm starting to understand why we're all subjugated.
We're not subjugated. We are subjects of Krizik and the Winter Lady, but...
Winter Lady?
Yes.
Everyone make a quick perception check.
7.
11.
13.
5.
Why aren't you looking where I'm pointing, you fools?
Sorry, I couldn't tell you if that was an arm or a twig.
The Winter Lady's in my heart, man.
There's so much lip from all of you!
Let me point! Ha!
You pointed a large portrait. By large, I mean it's the entire back wall of the toy shop.
Damn, how we miss that?
It is.
Because he can't point.
Was that there the whole time?
No idea. Never looked behind me.
Yeah, I hate turning left.
What?
I only turn right, baby.
I don't know what to do with you guys. This is fucking crazy. You all look at a giant portrait.
Zub, just leave our new friend alone, man. I'll make it worth your while.
What? Are you trying to bribe me?
I don't know what that means, but I'll just, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch ours.
We're scratching backs? Here, yeah. Scratch mine.
I think it's called
a lot of real estate.
I think it's called a synonym.
Over at another table, there's another like group of gnomes, and one of them pops up. This is Hans Lemons. He's like,
back scratches? We're making back scratches over here.
Oh, Hans, could you scratch my back?
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Shut it, Hans. We're making dolls. It is Christmas for the children.
You don't know, Krizik could be a back scratcher.
Krizik is a false idol. There is one true god.
Who's
His
that?
Name is Blue Blue.
Bleeding.
There's like a hushed thing over the entire workshop.
I've seen what he and his followers can do.
What's a follower?
These tools. Follow Krizik.
What's a tool?
The things are losing.
You work in the toy shop. How do you not know what a tool
do
is?
Do you not notice these?
You've been using woodworkers' tools all day.
Is that what those things are? I've just been using my hands.
I call them what have yous.
What?
What? That's what I've been using, the what have yous.
Has no one been whittling correctly?
What's a whittle?
I got this tree.
I have
tree.
My mage hand that helps. Because so, yeah. I don't want to move my hands.
But shut up!
Whoa!
You guys make a quick insight check.
Man, Zub, I thought you were cool, man.
When did I ever give you that impression?
That's four, six.
14?
11.
Zub hates Burr.
Why do you hate Burr so much?
Not all of us were chosen to have the magical white dragon magic in their veins, and for some reason...
What's magic?
Oh, I've been on some white dragon before. That's a trip, man.
I don't know what I'm going
like
to
the
do.
Animal? You've been on the dragon?
These forest
oh,
gnomes.
Yeah, baby.
What?
Talking
what are you doing in here?
Long.
Wait, all night? You didn't sleep? You must be tired.
I mean, yeah.
But if you're going to brag about your draconic magic, you can get back to the dragon pens.
I'm not trying to brag. I'm just fucking cold. Just put me over near the fire.
You're going to be much more cold!
Make an athletic check for me real quick.
It's a fat 7.
Tight. Okay, two imps grab you by one arm each. Bring him to Shiverwing. I want his scales to sparkle by tonight.
Not Shiverwing.
That's messed up, man.
Ah, fuck it. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on the imps.
Okay. Wait,
it'll help warm him up.
Are we doing this?
Okay.
Whoa, man, what are you doing?
Sacred Flame is one person, so you can target one of the ice methods here. It's a dex save, right?
Yes.
Okay.
16.
You got an 8.
Get burnt.
Okay, roll your damage. Okay. One of the ice methods is seared by this strange light.
He's using offensive magic! Quickly, restrain him!
You see two of these Yetis charge over and try to...
Oh, Yeti, watch out! My cube's right in front of your foot! Don't stub your toe!
Shit, that's funny. I'm gonna make them make a deck save on the cube.
It's got sharp corners! I didn't round them off yet for the children!
Do we know these Yetis' names?
This is Bletty and Fletty.
Bletty, watch out!
Hey, Fletty. Hey, man.
Yeah?
You want some of that good stuff?
I have to work.
Oh, man. Hey, leave my friend alone. He's all right.
I'm just going to rough him up a little bit. Fine.
No,
it's fine. We got to do it because the boss just said to do it. So.
I'll make it worth your while.
You keep saying that.
I'll double the toe, man.
Okay.
Okay, make two athletics checks. The second one you can make with advantage because Fletty's heart really isn't in it.
Did he stub his toe?
He did very hard. He took a D4 of damage.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bletty.
His big toe is now bent.
A 9 and a 1. I'm not very strong.
Just getting pummeled by Yetis.
Ooh.
Oh, that's kind of messed up, guys. Come on.
He will learn. He will learn what we do here in Tinkerville.
Oh, does that mean I get to do it to you then? You got to learn.
No,
everybody learns.
Very well read.
Everybody learns.
No.
Do you guys want to just attack all these dudes? How's everyone feeling? What's the temperature on the room here?
Well, I'm dumb.
I'm just trying to warm up Burr.
And I'm dumb, so you said that's how people learn, so I want him to learn. I just want Zub to chill out.
That's not going to happen.
what if I slip some toe in his pocket?
Slip some
toe. You keep slip talking about toes, man, but I don't know what you're talking about. I got 10 of them.
Okay, hold on.
Not this kind, baby.
What? You talking about the hand toes?
Mistletoe, man. Mistletoe.
We don't have missiles here.
I got it.
He can send you
hand toes.
Yes, hand toes.
I don't even know what I was just looking at. I'm in the fugue state right now. I am surrounded by gnomes. I don't know what's happening. I've lost the plot. So...
Can I?
We broke him.
I would like to try and
took 20 minutes.
Persuade Zub.
Give me a persuasion check.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 21.
Give me a little toe real quick.
I just like turn around, little backhand off.
Let the deep gnome up. He just needs time to learn our ways.
Yeah. I was trying to warm my buddy up, you piece of shit.
Well, you hit my method.
Yeah, we need an oven in here, man.
You're not getting an oven for the 40th time.
Why not?
Because
I could pick it up and put it down.
For the record,
I'm very good at that.
Sure. In the cold, our joints work slower. If it was warm in here, we'd work faster.
True. After a workout, it is better to have the ice bath.
Efficiency, man.
But do you want your muscles to look
like the Chrisman dolls or not?
Productivity.
We only have a few hours to Christmas. I'm not doing this with you.
Why not?
What is time, man?
You seem stressed. So let me.
I'm very stressed. Let me give you a massage.
I start massaging his shoulders.
Listen, we have a sleigh that needs to be in Brandini by the morning.
Question.
And if we don't finish these toys, well, it's going to be hell to pay. Question. Is that what you want? Hell?
Is it sounds hot? Warm.
It is warmer.
Okay, keep making the fucking dolls, okay?
Oh, so you want more of these?
Thunk. It's fine. Just make sure that they have eyes. It is very important.
Like
we leave eye sockets for the dolls. That is a...
Okay.
That is handed down from the Lady of the Winter. And I will once again point out her portrait, which no one cares about.
What's she look like?
Where does she live, man?
She lives here. Wait. In Tinkerville.
What's her favorite season?
We should go pay her a visit.
No! You should keep making the toys!
Well, I just finished.
Yeah, he's done.
As he watches me poke two eye holes with the tungsten cube with my hand.
This is one doll. There are so many dwarven children in Brandini who are going to be expecting a Krizik memorabilia in the morning.
Thank you for admitting that that's a doll.
Thank you,
I mean,
it's a real nice
doll. I'm sick of being bested by you clowns. Continue making it.
Do you know how expensive tungsten is? A little dwarf boy would be happy to have this.
Can I do a perception check or investigation to see if I can find like an assembly line that's kind of like automatically making shit?
Sure, perception check, yeah.
Is Rich's character still getting flown away?
Yeah, you're being dragged away to the dragon pit.
Can I jump up to him and try to bring him down?
I think at this point, because you guys have been screaming at Zub for so long, he's clearly gone. He got dragged out into the winter.
Where did my friend go?
16.
16 perception. You can see that one of the mephits
is the one that's just like dun 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 dun, dun, dun like stamping.
He's actually, you can see that they're bringing in these crates and putting them down and then like handing out like the base components of these wooden dolls to all of the gnomes that are working away here. Can I actually get a history check if you wouldn't mind with advantage for you?
He gives us the materials for wooden dolls.
13?
And I just made a metal cube. So
I have no idea how. With a 13, these crates actually don't look familiar to you. These look like whatever they're using to make the dolls, those parts were here. But you are keeping an eye out for one very strange crate that was put on the train with you and the rest of the deep gnomes to be brought here.
Let me guess. Crystals?
You don't see it here, but there was a crystally jingle in the crate as they brought it on board the train. The dolls are being made and all their little eye sockets are being left empty. But we're going to cut over the dragon pens.
You sick of listening to us?
Yes, 100%. This is my plan. I'm going to keep separating you all so I have to deal with one of you at a time. Okay. Over at Tinkerville's dragon pen. You are dragged over there, Burr, and dropped in front of a pen. Give me a quick perception check. You've been here before, but we'll let you kind of know what's going on.
It's a fat 3.
It's so fucking cold, Burr. It's so cold.
Oh, I fucking hate this. I need to move.
You can see there a Yeti hands you a pitchfork.
What's this for?
You know. Come on, man, you know. Shiverwing shit like a whole truck today. Just so much.
Get someone else to do it.
You're the only one that's good with the dragon. It's gotta be you. Get in there. Give the old college try.
Can you get
me
a fire going? Like, come on. It's cold out here.
Welcome to Tinkerville. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gnomes. It's not a charmed life.
How far away is the dragon pen?
From you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Say, about 2 rounds to go over here, 60 feet.
It's so much feet.
For gnomes, yeah.
I'd like to use my telepathy.
Why do you have telepathy?
You gave me a feat.
Okay.
Actually, that's part of my character. I got
what is the range on your telepathy?
60 feet.
Who do you want to talk to, Mark?
Burr.
Okay. Burr, as you walk into a dragon pen holding a big pitchfork, just a mountain of frozen shit in front of you,
mm-hmm.
You hear a little sound in your mind.
Burr. Burr. Can you hear me? Don't talk out loud. Just think it.
Oh, okay. That seems weird, but what?
Where'd they take you?
Back to the dragon pen. It sucks out here. It's cold.
There's a dragon?
Yeah.
What are you doing with the dragon?
I gotta pick up the frozen shit.
And you just can go around this dragon and then doesn't kill you?
Well, yeah.
Use the dragon! Kill them with the dragon!
I don't think that's how that works.
They're Krizzix scum!
I mean, they do suck.
Throw the frozen shit at them, something! Stop letting them take control of your life!
I mean...
I've seen them taken out. They're not that strong. They're actually kind of stupid.
Oh, that's... Alright, I gotta get back to this.
Oh my god.
Can I get a quick animal handling check, if you wouldn't mind, Burr? There's like actual wind outside whipping that's really adding to the atmosphere in here.
It's a nat 20.
Can he use the dragon now?
What is my life? What is my life? So, as you're shoveling this frozen shit, it's like 20 feet high, this pile. It's going to take you days to get all this shit out of here.
Yeah.
A massive, lumbering white dragon unfurls. Comes up from behind the shit pile. Do you speak Draconic?
Yes, I do.
Sorry, Burr, it was a big lunch.
Well, I mean, at least they're feeding you.
It's something.
Yeah. Do you have, like, fire breath?
I hate to tell you, bud, but it's cold breath. I'm a white dragon, so, you know.
I was hoping.
I got a big flight tonight. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, can you take me? I want to get out of here.
Nah, I gotta take the winter lady.
Why?
We gotta hand out all the toys to the kids or whatever.
You shouldn't do it.
I don't really got much of a choice here, man.
What if we team up?
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that was talking in my head said it would be a good idea.
That's the problem. You know I can't do much about that.
Give me a quick perception check as he kind of comes up out of the shadow of the shit pile. Get a real good look at him.
That's another nat 20.
Guys need to chill out. Need to chill out.
How do you like it?
It's going to be a very fast.
Watch out. This might be quicker than I thought. You can see around Shiverwing's neck, there is... this like old piece of ancient draconic magic. It's a big collar that is like embedded into his scales. And you would know the Lady of the Lady of Winter, the ruler of Tinkerville, is an ice giantess named Lady Frostbreath. And unfortunately, she controls the scepter that controls this dragon. If you guys had looked at the giant mural behind you, you would see that she is holding a scepter with a draconic crystal right at the top inside of a bit of like marble dragon mouth. Unfortunately, your good friend Shiverwing is incapable of controlling himself if she were to use that staff on him.
So we like gotta get the staff and give it to you so then you can control yourself.
Whoa. That's incredibly risky. You shouldn't do that. You're gonna get killed like so fast.
I wonder if it's warm in death. Who knows?
Burr, buddy, we gotta talk about your mental health.
Well,
I know it's really hard out here in cold, but...
I mean, you don't have to pick up your own shit.
That's true. Yeah, you do that, so...
A lot!
Yeah. I'm on a heavy diet. I ate like 40 sheep earlier.
That's a diet?
Yeah.
I don't think I've eaten 40 sheep in my life.
It'd be weird if you had.
Yeah, probably.
In the distance you hear Ice Flunk.
I think I've eaten like 37 sheep in my whole life.
Well, see, I haven't even gotten that.
Sorry, bud. We gotta just kind of accept our lot in life here. I gotta pull a sleigh with a giant lady and hand out toys to dwarves, and you gotta go on shoveling my shit and making toys in your free time. What are you gonna do, right?
I think I'm gonna do what that guy in my head said.
If there's a guy talking in your head, we meant it really make sure we book a therapist soon for you, buddy.
Well, no, he sounded like the guy that's in there.
There's a guy in there? Where, in the toy shop?
Yeah. What's He's a weird deal? Man.
That's but everyone here, man. You know,
but
all right, here, I'm gonna do you a solid here. I'm gonna kick some of my shit over the pen wall. Oh. You can tell him you did it.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
All right. His massive back leg kicks a huge frozen piece of shit that flies over the wall. A quick perception check, if you wouldn't mind.
Another nat 20. Hits the giantess. She's unconscious. We get the staff.
3.
Okay. You can just hear. You're not sure, but it definitely hit a house. Just crunching noises.
I don't think that was your place. You're probably fine.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Don't worry about it. Thanks for checking in, bud.
Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah.
This massive lumbering white dragon goes back to his pen, curls up. You see one of those Yeti guards is like, "Wow, you got that shit out of here fast. You're getting good at this, Burr."
Well, you know, sometimes if you work fast, you get it done, you get to go build toys.
Yeah, it's a dream for a gnome, right? Okay. He picks you up by the scruff of your neck carries you back to the toy shop.
I can walk.
Only a few more hours are on your shift, pal. And he chucks you back into the toy shop. You three sitting at your little table. Yeah, give me an athletics check for me if you want.
Oh, I will. It's a 27.
Yeah, you catch the hell out of him. I don't even. Oh,
thanks, Flunk.
Yeah, no problem. It's a good thing I took off that metal shirt I made. I'm so light now.
You got some big muscles, man.
Thanks, I work out.
It shows.
Yeah. You know, you should too. It really makes you warm. You got to pump you up sometime.
Now that one of these Yetis is high.
Yeah, I would say the other Yeti that got a little something slipped to him. Yeah, Fleddy kind of walks back in.
You guys got any snacks or anything?
I can get you whatever you want, man. Why don't you just like... give us like a little break. I'm working.
You don't get those. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Too.
Can I have a little switch stations?
I mean, yeah. What do you want
to
do?
I want to go to the Stampy one.
The Stampy one?
The one with the automated thing.
All right. Boss, we're going to move this one.
Whatever. Split them up. They're problems together.
I'm going to wink at the guys.
What the? You got something in your eye? Hold on. I run up to him.
Ah, thank you. That actually helps.
Good job. Good job blowing.
Thanks. I'm good at blowing.
So you...
I know.
I don't like that I know at all. I can dig into that. All right.
Can I ask Fleddy? I just want to ask Fleddy a question.
Yeah.
Hey, Fleddy.
Yeah.
You know that lady on the port, on the wall?
Yeah, our Lady of Winter.
Yeah. Where does she live in the town?
She lives in the manor house at the end of the lane.
Yeah, like, how far away is that, though?
Like, you walk over there. It's not a very big village.
Why I mean, we're in this factory all day, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's true. You guys probably don't get over it much.
How about this? Yeah. What if I meet you there, and I'll get you some more toe, man?
You got that good toe.
I got the best toe you've ever known.
Which toe are we talking about? I got a big toe.
See, you got toe too.
While this is all happening, and I'm at the stamping station,
yeah,
and no one's paying attention to me.
No one's paying attention to you.
I want to slip my V2 Bleebly plant fillet into the machine to just start replicating it.
How many followers are we going to get from this one?
Oh, no. Okay, so you slide up this little bleeply pamphlet that you snuck here. And there is like a big machine that sort of stamps all the dolls.
Right on the back, baby.
Just kind of, you know, let them know this is from like an official gnome-made Tinkerville original. Make a sleight of hand check.
17.
an ice method is kind of real quickly watching you, just like,
you'll figure it out. Pull the thing and that's it. Fuck.
That seems so easy.
He flaps away. You slide a booby pamphlet into the machine. There is a kind of like a loud gear sound as it doesn't really fully fit. But as the stamp goes down onto the back of these wooden dolls, you can see it perfectly describes the life of Bleebly on this tiny wooden doll. There's another gnome.
This station sucks. I want to go back on my buddies.
There's another gnome at that station. This is Glipper Slipper Yucks.
Like, hey, our station doesn't suck. This is a fun station. We stamp.
Do you like stamping?
It's one of the best stations here.
Does seem pretty easy.
Yeah, you pull. It's fucking easy. I don't want to be over on whittling.
Okay, you know what? You just keep on stamping. I'll get out of here. I'll let you do your thing.
Yeah, you know, I will. Thank you.
I'll let you have the little job. That's fine.
You wander away from the stamping section. I hate this. I can feel that it's going to be bad for me, and I don't know how yet, but I can feel it.
So many people screaming today.
What are you talking about?
Sprouting the God world.
Oh, look at...
He's so happy.
He's so happy now.
He must have gotten some of that good toe.
Why do we keep talking about toes? You have 10, he has 7. What's going on?
No.
Oh, hey, you're back. What's up?
Did you talk to the dragon?
Yeah, so there's like a scepter from the lady of the winter.
Oh, the bitch from the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta get the... It's like a scepter. We gotta get that.
Scepter. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
No.
That was just the end of your message spell?
Yeah.
A final no. Okay, great.
You know, like over and out. But
sure.
Telepathy.
yeah, Janome and Iceflonk, you just see these two making weird eye contact and raising their eyebrows at each other.
I think they're into each other.
I don't know, man. This guy, he seems really happy right now.
I would telepathically talk to Iceflonk, but I'm afraid he's going to blurt out everything.
It's fair.
I would never do that.
What is in my head? I can already see it.
No, it's just, you just hear echo of whatever you're saying.
It's bouncing off
is
the
Burr back in the building now?
Yeah, he caught him.
Yeah, Burr got dragged back in.
Yeah, I caught him. He's in my muscular arms. Cradled like a baby.
Burr, did you warm
think he's
up
into
yet?
Me?
I mean, in these muscly arms, I'm warming up.
Yeah, see?
Ah,
as I'm doing squats.
Yeah, I just got to keep him warm.
Guys, listen.
What?
These eye holes? I've seen this whole thing before.
What?
They're gonna fill them with crystals. They mind control the dwarfs. We're fucked, okay? We cannot let this happen. Those dolls over there, though, those gotta get out.
Mind control?
Oh, yeah.
What's mind control?
You wouldn't understand.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
It's complicated.
I think he means, like, there's, like, mines in the ground that we can, like, manipulate.
Like they blow up?
Yeah, something like that. Like, we can control mines that are underneath the city.
How do you work with those two?
Oh, I usually am out there.
But so, do you want to be put down now?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay.
But, man, usually I'm outside. They're always here talking about God knows what.
Hey, okay. How was Shiver, man?
Listen, we need...
Yeah. Sorry.
We need to work together.
That's what we're doing right now. What are you talking about?
No, like outside.
But how can we...
No.
So if we control how do we fight against?
Stop taking the toe, man. Jeez.
You gotta lay off the toe. Yeah,
what is this toe? I have 10 of them. I don't need more. And then I have 10 on my hands.
Hey, you know plants?
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah. You know that thing that
all right,
you kiss underneath?
Yeah.
Just think of that.
Decide if Iceflonk has seen a mistletoe.
There's no way. You're gnomes. You live in a Christmas town. You would have seen a mistletoe.
But I'm dumb.
Okay.
Very, very dumb.
I also
dumb.
Want to point out for the listening audience, they decided to roll stats. And Haru rolled until he got 7s in all of his
You said rolled stats.
I did.
I said road stats, just for funsies.
Yeah, I got a 7 int, 7 whiz, 6 con, 9 dex, 20 strength, and 15 charisma.
Save it for the after show.
I just want to let the listening audience know, if you guys seem more unhinged and stupid than usual, that's what's happening here.
Did you say 20 charisma?
No, 20 strength, 15 charisma.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
I'm just so charming.
Just persuade everybody.
I have.
That's what the muscles
charisma,
are
I'm just not.
These Krizik dolls aren't going to make themselves.
They kind of are, though.
Back to work, obviously.
Hey.
Zeb.
I came in because I need them to help me with the dragon.
Zeb.
Yes.
What do they got on you? Do they have pictures or something? Like, why are you so up Krizik's ass?
I make a very fine salary in the tinker shop.
Salary?
You get paid?
Yeah, you're getting paid, man.
Huh.
You get paid?
Didn't want to let that slip, did ya?
It is known I get paid.
I grab him by his collar. Give me your lunch money, punk.
Hold on now.
Start turning him upside down to shake him.
I am the boss.
Give me your lunch money.
Yes. Are you getting paid or are you slaves like us?
You can see Fleddy's like, wait, what happened? He's way too high. He's just like, no, what?
Fleddy, you getting stuff on the side, man?
I mean, I get paid. I work security, so.
What?
Are you an independent contractor?
You could say that. That's how I file all my taxes.
Okay.
You've been holding out on me, Fleddy?
Yep.
How do you think I paid for the mistletoe?
Yeah, but I've been giving you a discount because I thought you were poor like us.
No.
Bro.
Strike!
Duh.
Strike!
No more toe for you, man.
Strike?
No.
Strike!
No.
You're saying strike?
Strike!
Okay.
There will be no strike!
I'm strike!
Go ahead, let's roll some initiative.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
I nat 20 on initiative.
I got a 12.
I got a 0. Sorry. Sorry, I was too busy laughing at my roll to tell you right away.
Seeing a 0 must have really did it for you. Burr, what'd you get?
I got a 9.
Okay. Okay. Crankle, what'd you get there?
A 12.
Okay.
I didn't realize you could get a 9. I mean, negative 1 to just...
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Ice Flonk with a 0.
A humble 0, yeah.
Genome with a nat 20? What did the total end up being with your...
28.
Oh my god, Genome.
He's so high all the time. How is he so fast?
He knows when to turn it on.
He's so sneaky, man.
First in initiative, Genome McCool. You can see that Ice Flonk is holding Zub by 1 foot, kind of dangling him around.
Give me your lunch money, punk.
Bloody is mad high, but realizes he has to like defend his boss.
No, it's Fleddy.
Or Fleddy. And then Bloody
toe.
Bloody is across the way, like, oh shit, it's kicking off. He's like trying to like get through some of the other gnomes to get over there to stop this
fight.
But
he stubbed his toe and his movement is.
I'll have his movement. Because why not? Sure. He's going to get the territory so far.
Slammed his pinky toe off that tungsten cube.
There are 4 ice mephits sort of circling around the workshop, flying around. What would you like to do?
I'm going to turn to Fleddy. Fleddy, hey, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we go back a long way. I just want to, like, I want you to be on our side, man. Are you still hungry?
I got to beat you up and put you back in the box, man.
I can give you such a big snack, man.
I know, but I don't want to get killed by the people that run this place, so I want to beat you up.
We're going to protect you.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going to get easily defeated, and then...
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion and make, like, his favorite snack ever in my palm of my hand. What's like, the popular treat in Tinkerville?
Are you holding a box of Butterfinger BBs?
You know it, man.
They discontinued those.
So many that I've been hiding from Krizik.
Those have been out of stock for years.
I know.
Let me get some of those BBs.
I'll give you some. You just got to help us get out of here.
Persuasion check with advantage.
Just give him some of those BBs.
27.
Do
You promised me this Butterfinger BBs at the end of this.
Yeah, man. You just gotta help us get out of here. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Anything with your movement or bonus action?
Yeah, I'm just gonna move behind Fletty.
Okay. Okay. It is Fletty's turn next.
Oh, with my bonus action, are we like cuffed or anything, or any of the gnomes cuffed?
No, I mean, they just assume that if anyone tried to leave, they'd beat them up.
Yeah, so are we locked in here, or?
I mean, the doors are all locked, so you are kind of trapped in this toy shop with two Yetis, four Ice Mephits, and this little
Can I see if like boy Zeb. Zeb has like keys on him? Like he's like dangling. So.
Yeah, give me investigation or perception.
I am shaking him to try and get lunch money out of his pocket. So
12.
He's jingling a lot, but he's a gnome, so it could be like anything on his body, really. It's like, it's only little bells and shit on him. It's hard to tell.
I'm going to bonus action fast hands to search his pockets.
Okay. Give me a sleight of hand check.
You asked for it.
Fucking thief rogue.
Damn.
Do this.
13.
Okay. you wriggle around his pockets real quick. What are you doing? Get out of there!
I just want to see what's jangling, man.
He has like a little keychain. It's like a little nude Krizik. It's metal, so it's kind of dangling on his keys.
Oh, man! The heck, Zeb?
It is erotic! Don't judge me!
I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean...
But... You're judging! I can see it in your eyes! Oh, I'm going to kill all of you.
Damn.
I'm
going
to do it. No. Do not judge my keychain. It is a novelty toy.
Okay. That is Fletty the Yeti's turn.
So it's just a keychain with
no keys attached.
You went into my keychain pocket, not my key pocket, you fool.
That's all I needed here, baby.
Shit, now he knows about my key pocket.
Okay.
Quick, ice. Jack his key pocket.
Who's Ice?
Flonk? Yeah.
That's like two halves of my name. Are there two people named Ice and Flonk?
Both of you.
What? I'm two people?
Check his key pocket, man.
Fletty turns around and punches a Mephit in the face.
Oh my god, he just punched that guy.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I need those BBs.
That's right, Fletty.
Bletty runs over and is going to attack Janome.
Oh, no.
You've bewitched him with your BBs.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
He's going to try to punch you. He's going to make two claw attacks.
Oh, no. Two?
Yeah, you got two. Guess a little six. You can handle it.
Yeah, totally.
25 and a 14.
Oh, my God. I'm going to uncanny dodge.
Okay. Does the 14 hit you?
No.
Okay. So 25 does, though? All right, cool.
Yeah.
I would hope. He's a gnome.
You take 5 slashing and 5 cold damage, but you can have that to 5 with your uncanny dodge.
5.
Listen to me, Fletty! He's a liar!
So he's just punching at Janome. Okay. Quick perception check, everybody.
8?
13.
No one got higher than an 8?
15, yeah.
You can just see out of the corner of your eye, Ice Flonk, is... one of Zub's icy electric constructs runs from the back of the toy shop. It's it looks like a man made of ice, but there's like a little crack of electricity in his body. It seems to be powering him.
Watch out, they're trying to flonk us.
And it is going to go right for you, Flonk. You're going to get flonked, son.
He's flonking me.
And this icy electric construct is going to try to slam you.
I wish he could try.
Ice throw... Throw Zeb at him.
I have to wait till it's my turn.
That is a 14 to hit.
You miss. You bounce off my beautiful muscles.
This like icy construct runs up. It goes to punch you as you dodge out of the way. His fist slams into the wooden floor of the shop. That is Crankle Billowbottom's turn.
What's the other Yeti's name? Bletty?
Bletty and Fletty.
Bletty! I command you! Leave!
God, okay. Wisdom save, right?
16.
That's a dirty 20.
Damn it! Not while my brother's enraptured by this BB magic!
I need a bonus action.
I can cast Spirit Weapon as a bonus action?
You can.
By the power of Bleebly!
By the power of Bleebly, I call forth my spirit weapon!
It's a, oh. Can it be a gun?
Yeah. You summon a floating, ethereal gun. Just kind of hovering around the back of Bloody's head, pointing at him.
Yeah. Get moving.
Whoa, man.
What am I looking at?
The power of Bleebly! I've been trying to tell you!
He did that?
You can make an attack with it on this turn, too.
Burr, I think you're right. I need to lay off the toad.
I was trying to tell you, man.
That's wild.
It's a lot.
What is that thing?
Does a 27 hit?
It does.
13!
That's so much.
It's the power of Bleebly!
I would say your spirit weapon, it looks like it just like pistol whipped him in the back of the head. Ow! What is this? Yeah, not great. Crazy. Anything in your movement?
Nah.
Okay, cool. You guys are just like, I think maybe you guys have all jumped up on this toy maker table as you're just fighting off all these crazy things all around you. Burr McJingles. That is you.
I'm gonna go for the Bloody.
Just gonna look at Bloody and just...
Okay, so if we take him out, we can leave.
And just huck back a chromatic orb.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does it.
We're playing kickball. I love gym class.
I bet you did.
What an orb.
So that's 20 on the dice, but because I have... where is it? Elemental affinity. When I do any damage, that's... cold damage, which the chromatic orb was cold damage. I had 5, so 25 damage.
Damn.
It's just, it looks like the bird just made a big globe and just hucked it at the back of his head.
Yeah, unbelievable. The back of this guy's head is getting fucked up. He just got shot with spirit energy and then like a big icy snow globe just crashes over his dome. He has like little like birds swirling around his head. He looks all fucked up right now. He's very hurt. His yetis are kind of hardy, but you know, that was a lot of damage, you psychos. Okay, that is Zub. Zubathy Blimple. He's being dangled by his foot.
Give me your lunch money, Zub.
I am going to stab you!
No, you're not!
He pulls this weird, icy ritual knife out of his waistcoat and tries to jab you while he's getting like, kind of flung around. He's going to make two ritual knife attacks.
It's a fancy knife. Did you use that with the money you got for being paid, unlike us?
Strike!
That was a nat 20, so that's going to be...
Oh, my God.
But I have adamantine on.
Oh, so he doesn't get the crit. Damn it, that armor is so cube-like and strong. So you're gonna only in that case, you'll only take 6 slashing damage and 9 poison damage.
Goo.
Poison ice?
15, yeah. As he slices at you with his knife, he's like,
oh!
I dipped it in germs! Have fun!
No, it's gonna get an infection.
It will!
Now this is personal.
It has been personal the whole time!
There's the ice mephits.
Just wait till it's my turn.
They are going to start swarming around everyone. Each of you basically has an ice mephit on you right now. Let's see here. They're all going to make a claw attack at you. They all just kind of like get on top of each of you and start kind of clawing at all of you. I'll make 4 claw attacks. The first one is going to be at Ice Flonk.
Yeah.
That's another nat 20.
Why?
I'm so sorry.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter.
Never mind. I'm wasting these. That's 2 slashing damage, 4 cold damage, 6 total. This next one will be on Genome.
Ah!
It's just like clawing at you. That's a 14 to hit.
Misses.
Okay.
Misses, baby.
I can't run your guys' fucking names. This is driving me crazy. All right. This next one will be on Crankle Billow Bottom. That's a 13.
Ruff.
And the last one will be on the burr. 16 to hit.
Miss.
These mephits aren't that great.
Oh, really? They aren't that great? Yeah,
they're mostly just being annoying, being totally honest.
I just clawing away. I 20 twice.
Well, Ice Flonk, at initiative 0, it is finally your turn.
Oh, it's finally my turn. Too bad I now have to use an action to lay on hands myself to get my health back.
Yeah, magical light fills your chest, Ice Flonk, as you get a little bit of health back. Anything to bonus action?
So I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Nice. Okay, awesome. Yeah, what does your Shield of Faith look like?
It's just, can it's I just more muscles over me.
He's using magic to make more pecs! Quickly, attack!
I'm so fucking strong, guys.
That is back up top to Janome McCool. All
right, Fleddy, you gotta watch my back, man. I gotta get these keys from Zub.
Okay! I'm gonna keep punching the Mephit, and then when I'm done with that, I'll get right over to you.
All
right,
great. Awesome. I'm gonna run up to Zeb. Is it Zeb or Zub?
It's Zubathy Blimple.
All right, Zub.
Aren't you already at there? Because you grabbed his weird
keychain.
Oh, yeah. You're at him. His erotic keychain.
All right. I'm going to attack him first.
Yeah, sure. He's wielding a knife trying to kill you guys. Yeah. Go nuts.
And I sense not Toluga.
That's 25.
25 will hit.
Ice Flaunt's holding him. You should get sneak attack.
I mean, yeah, you are next to an ally.
I'll get sneak attack.
Yeah, I am hanging him up by his leg.
That's right.
He's like a pinata. I know what those are.
That's 10 damage.
Okay.
And then sneak attack, 12. So okay. 22 total.
Yeah, you run up and stab him. Just shiv him while he's being held. I need a bonus action.
Yeah, fast hands on the key pocket.
Not my key pocket! Go to make a sleight of hand check.
Wait, what other keychains?
Grabby. 23.
No, my keys!
I got the keys, guys. Let's get the heck out of here.
Yeah, you got a big round key ring. There's so many keys on it.
Oh, no.
I don't think we're fast enough to get out.
Zub, tell me which key this is, man.
You stabbed me!
Fleddy, do you know which key this gets us out of here?
Come on, man. I'm fucking high, man. I'm just trying to fight this one Mephit.
Damn.
He's fucking moving on me. Look at this guy. Okay. Completely unhinged. Okay. That's Fleddy the Yeti. He's going to try to punch that Mephit again.
Stop moving around!
He tries to go for a swing. I'll let him make his multi-attack.
Hell
fuck
yeah.
It, why not?
Yeah.
I'll do two claw attacks. It's a nat 20 and a 25.
Oh my god! Yes! Fleddy! Do it, baby!
Absolutely fuck you, Mephit! He
grabs its wings, rips them off, and then as this thing's like floundering on the ground, he just steps on it.
Ah! Oh, I feel alive with the revolution! Praise the blade!
Oh my god, Fletty.
Damn, Fletty!
You're so pumped up!
That was fucking gnarly.
You go to the gym?
Can you guys make real quick perception checks on Fletty? If you wouldn't mind?
22?
Six.
10.
You look deep into his eyes, and there's nothing there but little Butterfinger BBs.
Nobody better lay a finger on his Butterfinger. I'm just saying.
Okay. Bloody the Yeti is going to attack Burr McJingles. He'll do the same thing. I'll just try to punch you. What's going on? Nat 20 and a 21.
I'm real happy I took this armor, guys.
12 slashing, 10 cold from the first one, the nat 20, and then 8 slashing and 3 cold for the second punch.
Good lord.
Is just Yeti is just pummeling Burr, just wailing on him in the corner.
Burr, you all right, man?
Yeah, if you get a way to stop any of that, please let me know.
No, as a draconic sorcerer, should I have resistance to cold?
I don't know what level they get that. Oh, that okay. Is a thing.
But it might not be.
I don't know when that happens. Does it say on your character sheet, like, any resistances at all?
No, so I'm assuming it's...
Yeah, I think it's a weird one, like, maybe they get it later. Like a deep cut on the draconic sorcerer table there.
Right. So, how much? It was 10, 12, and what?
It was... Sorry, I'll give you, like, the total. 20, 30, 33 total.
Jesus.
It's a Yeti. It's a big, buff security guard beating the shit out of this guy.
Look over at you. How good, man.
I have 5 HP left.
I mean, that would have downed me.
The only one that could fucking help.
Look at Burgo taking those hits like a champ.
As you say that, the big, like, electric, crystally frost dude just goes to try to punch you, Flonk. He's gonna make a slam attack at you.
Nuh-uh.
It's only an 8.
I have 23 now, bitch.
These constructs are not that good. Crankle Billowbottom. All you, baby.
How many enemies aside from Fleddy are there? Six?
There are three Mephits, the little icy construct, and Bleddy, who looks very hurt. And also, obviously, Blimple. Sometimes I say things in this game, and I think I'm going insane.
Bleddy's very hurt.
Bleddy's very hurt.
Bleddy!
Bloody!
What?
How dare you not help us unionize! Now I'm gonna make you soup.
Soup? I love soup!
What?
DC 16 con save.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab him by his leg, because he's probably so much taller than me.
He's very tall. What are you souping me with?
Inflict wounds.
That's actually an attack roll. Yeah, you make the attack roll on me, yeah.
Oh.
And make a spell attack for me, if
but
you would.
But it says touch, con 16. It doesn't say an attack roll. There's no, like, button for it.
Inflict wounds?
Did they change inflict wounds on the new cleric, maybe?
Oh, this is all new shit.
Oh, if you're using the new cleric, I'll make the save, which was an 11. So
get souped.
Yeah, I'm going to get souped. Okay. Yeah, we got pretty loosey-goosey here with the character creation. I hadn't really checked everything. It's fine.
That's only an 8.
Okay, you turn Bleddy to soup.
Oh my god, what the hell, man?
Eat up, everyone! We feast on the capitalist pigs!
Jesus Christ, man. Crackle!
Yeah. He's got a gun and souping people.
Man, and then for my really bonus inspiring. Action, I'm going to shoot Zeb.
Go ahead, make an attack roll. There's a big floating spectral gun.
What is happening?
Floats over to Zeb.
Does a 19 shoot?
It does.
Lab.
I like the idea that it doesn't actually shoot, it just pistol whips.
Yeah. It has no range, so that's what I'm... It's just a gun floats over. It's just, you're holding Zeb while you're stabbing him, and now a gun floats over and starts beating him.
Nine damage?
Yeah, tight. Great. Horrible. Fuck. Okay, that was Crankle Billowbottom. Burr McJingles, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm... fucked up.
Yeah, you see that you look over as the guy that just beat the shit out of you is now a puddle of weird viscous necrotic soup.
Oh, Bert, come over here.
I love this guy. All right, I'm gonna attack the method.
Go for it.
I'm gonna do frozen hands.
Okay, sick.
So it makes a 15-foot cone. Is there any way to hit the method and the construct?
Yeah, we'll say that you can kind of like angle this bad boy. Yeah, you kind of like make a little cone with your hands. It's con save, right?
Dex.
Dex save, okay, cool. The Mephit fails with a 3. And for those at home, the Galvanize Weird is the little icy electric construct. He's going to also make the save. It's a dex save. 15?
Fails.
Okay, they both fail.
So because I have... Elemental Adept. If I roll crappy on one of my dice, I can re-roll ones. Perfect. And twos and yeah. Stuff. I'm going to re-roll one of the twos.
Gotcha. I think these guys would have had frost resistance, but you bypassed that with that feat. So don't worry about that.
Cool. So it would be 11 and then plus the 5 from my ability. So okay. 16 damage. 16? 16 cold damage.
Please just describe it for me if you would.
He puts up both hands like he's about to put them out of fire, and then ice just kind of blasts cold right out.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, that is Zubathy Blimple's turn.
Just give me your lunch money already.
No! I am sick of this nonsense! My methods! I'm going to gold you! I am golding you! Golding!
He's going to use Goad or Soothe as a bonus action. The gnomish knife cultist can goad or soothe one of its summoned demons within 50 feet. So I guess I can only do it to one of them. He will do it to the one that is attacking Ice Flonk. Basically, this method will get advantage on his attacks against Ice Flonk when it's his turn.
It doesn't matter. I'm so strong.
And then he looks over at you, Janome, and he's like, I have a knife too, asshole! He's going to take his little knife out at you and just try to shiv you with it back.
All right.
Just one upside down gnome and one right side up, just stabbing each other.
Whoa,
it's just so insane.
And a crazy gnome 69.
Oh, that's a little weird.
A little knife play!
He's going to miss on a 12, but hit on a 24.
I'm going to uncanny dodge that.
God damn it. Okay, so he would have done... 6 slashing with 8 poison for 14 total, halved to 7 with uncanny dodge.
Starting to get a little hurt here, guys.
What are you talking about? I'm feeling great.
That's good for you, Assfoot. I need to get the heck out of here.
The, Don't worry, we got this.
That is the Ice Mephits. The one that got that was goaded.
He's goaded.
He's going to make two a claw attack.
He can't touch me, guys. Watch this. He's going to break his claws.
Advantage is an 18?
That doesn't work.
Oh.
My AC is 23.
Terrible.
So bulky.
Okay. One of the other ones is actually going to... looks like he's going to hawk a loogie. He's going to use his little frost breath on... Crankle. Crankle, can I get a DC 10 dexterity saving throw?
Oh, hold on, I have something for this.
Oh,
I have an aura around me.
Please. Please, sir, can I have some aura?
I remember what it does, though.
You get to add a bonus to your save,
sure,
right?
It's plus 2 to saves.
Oh, right? Never mind, I got a nat 1.
Oh, why?
I thought maybe I could re-roll it or something. But...
you take 5 cold damage as this thing hawks a frozen loogie on your face that immediately... freezes in air. It's just stuck to the top of your head.
These things are so gross, man.
It's all nasty.
It's not sanitary.
It's so cold.
And then the last method is going to attack a...
I bet he can't hit me. I'm so flunking.
All right, he's going to try to hit flunk. But he's going to go out of your range. So if you would like... Burr, you can make an opportunity attack.
Taunting them with flexing my muscle.
Nat 20!
You can't touch me. Too bad
does
that
doesn't... 24 hit?
24 does hit the method. God damn it. I'm wasting all my nat 20s on you. This is whack.
That's why
I'm 19 armor.
I just... Nice little shiv.
Okay, what's the damage on that?
5.
He had 5 hit points.
Look at you. I'm golding you.
I'm being golded.
As it flies over to kill you. It does get killed, but it's going to use his death burst as it dies.
What the f...
It explodes when it dies?
When the mephit dies, it explodes in a burst of jagged ice. So I think, because of like, I'm kind of like playing loosey-goosey here with the space. We're going to have Burr and... Genome. Make DC 10 dexterity saving throws for
me. What about good old Zub? Or
I didn't get close enough to you to do it.
It's a 20.
Okay.
You also get the bonus
26.
Two. Oh.
Okay. You guys just take 2 slashing damage as little shards of ice kind of shoot out at you.
Man.
How's everyone looking?
We need to get the heck out of here, mate.
We're having a bad time. That is Ice Flonk Pamla.
Ice Flonk's feeling great, guys. I think I could take this guy and the construct behind
him. Yeah, can you kill one of them, man?
Okay, watch this. And I take my war pick and I slam it across Zub's head.
Damn.
Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh, no.
He's so squirmy.
He does like a little like pull up.
Wouldn't he have advantage if he's holding him?
Yeah. I mean, the holding is just for funsies. You never grappled him or anything.
Yeah, I didn't
know. It's really just because I like the visual of it. All
right, what if I did it again for a 24?
That'll hit.
For 8 damage. But watch this as I smite. And then I'm going to do my Channel Divinity Inspiring Smite.
Okay. What the fuck does that mean?
I'll explain in a moment. After you deal damage to a creature with your Divine Smite feature, you can use your Channel Divinity as a bonus action to distribute temporary hit points to creatures of your choice within 30 feet of you, which can include me. The total number of temporary hit points equals 2d8 plus 6 divided among the chosen creatures, however I like.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so you will, if you do a second level smite, it will be 3d8 radiant damage. On top of your regular weapon attack.
For an additional 5. Wow, that was 2 ones and a 3. I love that.
Okay.
Jesus.
And I'll do the 2d8 plus 6 for the Channel Divinity. That's 11. I'll give...
This is temp HP, right?
This would be temp
HP. Okay, cool.
And I gotta divide that up between you two, so I'll give you 5, you 6.
Yeah, what does an inspiring smite look? Is it just like, it looks so cool, they feel better? Is that what's happening here?
You know, you think Ice Flonk is dumb, and all of a sudden he's just over here, untouched, a mountain of a man beating on this little boy. And you just are inspired by his
bullying,
beautiful muscles, and his hard work ethic.
There's nothing been more inspiring than watching Ice Flonk beat the living hell out of this annoying little workhorse of a man. Okay. Fuck me. What a weird day I'm having.
How's Zub looking?
Zub's looking pretty hurt now. He's definitely below half health.
I'm really glad I used that second level spell slot for that 5 extra damage.
The joy of paladin. There's just 3 of these little ice mephits swirling, or 2 of these little ice mephits swirling around. And Zub.
And the construct.
And the construct.
Who hasn't touched me yet.
Yeah, everyone's pretty damaged. There's one ice mephit that hasn't gotten really hit at all, but everything else has been, you know.
All right.
Just a little, whipped.
Yeah.
It's going to hone in on Zub.
Okay, sure.
Zub.
I stab you. You stab me. I stab you. You stab me. I am so sick of this.
Nat 1.
Not so inspired now, are you?
I don't like the way you're laughing, man. I hate that.
That is a weird laugh.
It's fine. It's normal.
No, it's not. I bet you got bullied like you are now. Now give me your lunch money.
I don't have any.
I'm going to cunning action disengage from Zub.
Where are you going?
And then just hide behind Fleddy. Okay. Fleddy. Hey, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Zub, he says he's been hoarding those babies, man.
You're telling me that Zub has the babies?
Yeah. He's got them.
Son of a bitch. Make a deception check.
To 21.
Zubathy Blimple, you piece of shit! Give me those BBs!
That is Fleddy's turn. He is going to...
Hold him still, Flock! He has the BBs!
All right. And I put my second arm on his other leg to just hold him steady.
They were discontinued for no reason!
He's just beating the hell. Okay. It's real liberal use of minor illusion.
Nat 20, but come on.
18 and a 22. All right. 23 damage total.
Shit.
To Zubathy Blimple. He's looking pretty hurt now.
This feels unfair! You're turning my workers against me!
Well,
Zub, man, you did it to yourself.
Yeah, you really did.
Just give Fleddy the BBs, man.
Yeah, and also, why haven't you been paying us?
I don't know what the BB is!
Such a liar, man.
It's a little pellet that you put in a toy gun. You shoot it.
My little galvanized construct is going to attack Ice Flunk.
You can't touch me! I go to the gym, which is what I call my workstation. That's why I have all the tungsten.
It's a 14. You can't hit you. Crankle Billabottom! How you doing over there?
I'm going to use Detect Thoughts on Zub and find out which key opens the door.
Don't worry about it, man. I'm done with the keys. I'm just gonna pick the lock.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'll do something way cooler then.
Wait, you could have picked the lock the whole time?
You know, I just thought it would be easier. Just get the key, man. I didn't know it was going to be so many. I'm just going to pick it now. You know, picking's a lot of
work.
I mean,
you already have all the keys. Why not have the fun?
Nah.
All that work gone to waste. I thought I inspired you to work hard.
I'm going to channel divinity.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I'm going to pull out a little gun.
Wait, what?
A little gun symbol for my god, Bleebly.
Okay.
I'm starting to bleeb.
What the fuck are you playing?
Feel the bullets of Bleebly!
And then just like an explosion of bullets.
What is your channel divinity do?
Technically, I can explode necrotic or radiant damage, but I want to flavor it as bullets.
Okay, sure. What do I have to roll? What's happening here?
Is it...
You need to make a DC 16 con.
Is it like Radiance of Dawn?
Yeah.
Everyone has to make one?
Anything you view as an enemy, or is it just in general?
I focus on a creature. Okay. I can also use it to shoot life into people, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
It's Divine Spark is what it's called.
Who are you firing these little spectral bullets into?
Zubless scum Zub!
Okay. Good old Zubathy.
So the con save, right?
Yeah. 16?
Okay. It's a 6.
It's a hot 6. He did not have this.
Hell yeah.
I kind of want his dagger.
Okay, so...
7?
Ooh, we are really not rolling hot, huh?
Zubathy is just getting riddled with these strange bullets. You guys don't even know what a bullet is. They're just shards of, like, light.
They're, like, tiny.
Just riddling him as he's being
held up. What
are
those things hitting him?
And then I'm gonna pistol whip his ass.
Okay, yeah.
Wait! How are you guys looking for health?
I have 3 actual health and 6 temporary.
What about you?
I'm at 13 with 5 temp.
All right, I'm going to bonus action mass healing word.
Okay. Well, good call.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We have this unlocked.
Do we? We still have to go out
I'm
of here.
I'm untouched, and I have cure wounds.
Are you really untouched?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, haven't hit him yet.
No, they
he
did.
He has 9 health.
Yeah.
They did touch me, but then I...
And once Zub's dead...
I did lay on hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then I brought my AC up to 23.
Yeah, I'm going to mass heal wounds.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Can I talk to myself with that?
I'll say, yeah. I don't think it says you have to... Because you can healing word yourself. I can't imagine you wouldn't be able to mass healing word yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up to 6 creatures, my choice.
Yeah, you can.
I choose me.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
And them.
Roll the dice.
You're good.
For me.
Totally good.
But what if I want them? I don't feel left out.
I'll just put some hot light on you.
Okay.
It's just a heat lamp in my direction.
Oh, it's warm over here.
Take 10 back.
Sweet.
Hell nice. Yeah.
You guys feel the healing power of Bleebly flow through you.
What is this feeling? Why do I feel like I want to say Bleebleaver?
Man, that's like an exotic toe, man. I like that.
I got information for you guys later.
What?
All right.
Burr McJingles. That is you.
I like what this guy's putting down. All
right. We're going to attack Zub. With a Sorcerer's Burst.
Okay. You guys are just like saying a lot of new words at me. I'm so used to just getting riddled with bullets and like punched. So it's nice to have some new things
or
happen.
Souped. It's a nat one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a whole bunch of nothing.
Okay. Hey, man, being sorcerer stuff, you know?
Damn, it is what it is. I'm going to then hide under my station.
Okay.
Take cover in my gym. It is very secure with all the tungsten.
Do we see where he hid?
Oh, I don't actually have the ability to hide.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting down.
You just see his hat poke behind
him. Yeah, his puffer vest is just like coming out of the corners of the table.
Burr, man. Okay. Come back and help us, man.
Okay, I got a lightning bolt. I got a once a day lightning bolt from Zubathy.
No.
What is Zub gonna do? He can't hit me with it.
You're covered in metal.
Doesn't mean he can 180 his body and target everybody.
It's a line, so I can only hit.
I moved.
Yeah, you did move.
And if he targets me, he targets the construct.
Buddy, man, watch out, man.
DC 16 dexterity saving throw from Ice Flonk. And Crankle.
What about the construct? Because the construct was behind me.
Yeah, he'll hit the construct too.
8.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's a 15.
Okay. So
what was the DC?
It was 16.
Oh, well,
so,
this hurts.
Did the construct pass?
The construct is no way he's going to survive this.
I'm so happy I healed myself.
Good, yeah. Good.
Okay, let's get 8d6 coming at you.
Oh, guys, I think I'm going down.
Freaking Christ.
I tried to tell you.
Tell me what? I have 28 health.
It's 32 damage.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Bolt of lightning. It's like,
Krizik, give me the strength to strike down your enemies.
As a bolt of lightning fires
Why
through
Flock's
chest.
Why does he get 86?
That's what a lightning bolt does. You know, that's fine. Crankle, you up? You get also electrocuted?
I'm up.
Crankle, you're fried.
You're fucking Marv.
Smoking. Yeah, 100%. Your hair's gone. There's like the lights flicker in the toy shop to get to your skeleton for a second.
Well, I guess I don't get the turn.
Damn, man. Nuts.
You stabbed me! I stabbed you! Lightning is where we draw the line!
Well, I didn't know you could do that, man! That's nuts!
It takes a lot of my magical acumen!
Jesus Christ!
Mephits! Go!
Mephits.
Kill!
Mephit, yeah.
Singular.
Just have one, I got one Mephit. Actually, I didn't realize the Mephit next to Crankle...
Also got hit.
Yeah, because it was right next to Crankle. I don't think there's a way I can like lie and say that he wouldn't get hit.
Dead.
I'll make the deck save just to see if he gets like
even half health, 16.
Yeah, so even if he halved it, he failed it, so he took the full 32, which is enough to kill a Mephit.
He explodes.
No, he does explode.
I don't get
Thanks.
The benefit.
Oh fuck!
I don't get the benefit of my aura, right?
No, it's for other people. I'm pretty sure
you wouldn't have made it with a +2 because you rolled 8.
And I think for you, actually, I think you do get the benefit of your aura, but I think it's already in the saving throw blocks. I'm pretty sure they include it for you.
It should be. That's probably why I have
the pluses.
Yeah,
that's and it. Not negative everything.
Yeah. All right. So there is a death burst from this Mephit. DC 10 dex save from Crankle.
If I'm down, does he get my aura still?
Nine.
All right, that's four.
That would help me.
The aura.
Let's find out. Is he glowing on the ground?
While you are conscious, you grant friendly creatures.
God damn it!
You're just going to take 4 slashing damage as more shards of ice slash into you.
Gah!
Okay. Ice Flonk, can I get a death saving throw?
Yeah, you can.
On the Christmas one shot.
That's a 5.
You're bleeding out.
Who brings lightning to a fist fight?
Janome, that is your turn.
Damn, Zom, that's freaking crazy, man. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I'm going to kill you, Janome!
All right.
You're in the middle of a workers' revolution! I'm going to kill you!
Fluddy's on the other side of him, right?
Yeah, Fluddy's right next to him.
Okay.
Like, whoa, Zub! Yikes.
Yeah, freaking Fluddy, man. Zub sucks.
Hand over the BBs. It doesn't have to be like this.
All right. All right, let's just kill him and then we can have some toe afterwards. All right. I'm going to run up to Zub and I'm going to hit him. That's a 12.
Sorry, Zub is a 16 AC.
Oh, God.
If you want to make a bonus action attack, you can do that with an offhand weapon. If you want to make another, like a dagger attack.
2 weapon fighting.
You get 2 weapon fighting.
How's Zub looking?
Zub looks like he might get killed by a good, old, nice...
From a hearty stab, from a hearty anyone stab. Could die.
Yeah.
If you pierce his heart with Fuck a blade, it, man. You might kill him.
Fleddy, you got my back, right, man?
As long as we got BBs at the end of this journey, I'm going to come with you to the end.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah.
Going ham on this motherfucker. 17.
17 hits?
Yeah.
Just stab his ass and we'll get his BBs.
That's 6 plus 9.
Okay.
That's 15.
6, 9.
Nice. Okay. Zabathy is on his last legs.
All right. I used a bonus action for that weapon fighting, right? Okay.
Fleddy's like, looks
Fleddy,
at you.
Fleddy, man, you gotta finish this guy off,
he
man.
He looks at you, Janome. I'm eating Butterfinger BBs in Valhalla tonight.
That's right.
Just starts pummeling Zub with his claws.
Get him, man.
Oh, God, he missed twice.
No!
I was my bad, man. I'll fucking hide.
Fleddy, dude.
A strong toe, my guy.
You got some of that lightning stuff, too, Fleddy?
No, dude, I got hired because I'm good at punching. This is not me. I'm not that guy. Crankle, it's your turn, because all my other little construct things are dead. Let you know, Zubathy Blimple has 8 hit points left.
Zub?
What?
Management is never the well.
I grab his face.
What? Stop touching me!
Make a DC 16 con save, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
I'm about to melt your boy.
That's a 19.
Ugh.
He's like, don't touch me! You're being so weird about this! He starts to pull your hands away from his face.
The pistol whipped.
What? He turns around as a giant spectral gun goes to whack him on the back of the head.
I'm assuming a 26.
26.
Oh, hits.
Come on.
Ugh. 7.
You can see Zub has, like, no teeth left.
He's just... I hope the contract came with dental.
He's 2 black eyes. He's so fucked up.
I hate workers' rights.
Damn, Zub, die. Damn. Did he die already, man? You suck.
Burr. Can I get a death saving throw? Are you up? What's going on?
I healed him.
I'm the one.
Listen, all your names are stupid. They're all blending together. I don't know what's going on.
Why is Ice Flonk blending with Blur?
Because they're both cold. Burr McJingles, it's your turn. I'm fucking crying. This is so stupid. What happened to this one shot?
Oh, man. I'm just going to Ray of Frost Zub.
Sure.
Just pop up from the desk and... Does a 14 hit?
No!
I'm going to use 2 sorcerer points. I have Seeking Spell.
Okay.
So I get to spend 2 sorcerer points and reroll.
Gotcha.
What the hell is going on here, man?
He's untouchable.
I'm unconscious. That was worse. That's 12.
I will never die! And neither will capitalism!
It is Zub's turn.
Zub, I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Shut up, Genome!
I thought you were cool.
Why? In what way was I cool?
You know, you like told us to do stuff and we did it. It was like fine. And then you threw this light thing out of your hand, knocked out Ice Flonk for whatever reason.
I'm totally stabbing you right now. I'm in the middle of stabbing you. He hits on one of his knife attacks. 3 slashing, 3 poison.
Uncanny dodge.
For 3 total.
Stop dodging my knife! You die! How about that? How about you, Mr. Fun Guy? You're dead and I'm alive!
No. That's not the way it's gonna work, Zub. Look around you, man.
It does look pretty dire.
Join us!
You got one tooth?
Join us! We can rise up against management!
No!
You could have dental and vision.
You are talking about a pipe dream, Deep Gnome. No one offers dental and vision.
I've seen it!
At what premiums?
With my own eyes!
Ice Flonk, can I get a death saving throw?
Oh, yeah, you can.
All right, that's a 16.
Okay. All right. Yeah, one of the win column.
He's worried about a nat one, though.
Genome, it's your turn.
Oh, it's back to me already?
Yeah.
Everyone else is dead.
All my ice methods are dead. Everyone's dead. It's just 1 HP.
All right, Flood, we got to do it this time, man. If we don't...
Get his ass. Fuck you, Zubathy. I'm going to get all your BBs. I can see them in your pockets.
All right, I'm gonna try and I'm going to stab him.
Okay.
15.
15 misses.
Oh, my God.
It's a 16 armor class.
Damn.
It's not that high.
All right. Bonus action dagger.
He slips on his teeth.
All right. Finally. 21.
Okay. He's only got 1 hit point. How do you kill Zubathy Blimple?
It was always going to be me and you in the end.
just rocking back and forth, holding his knife.
Some man, I don't know why you're being so psychotic.
What you do?
I take out some tow out of my pocket.
No.
And I light it up real quick. Time to die, Zub. And I just throw it in his mouth.
Yes. Yeah, he chokes to death on a little joint. That is the end of Zubathy Blimple. And part one of this fucking one shot. I guess we'll see you next week for Christmas. I don't even know where to go from here. My eyes are watering. This is a fever dream. Happy holidays, everyone. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here. And I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.